From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy has captured an absolute majority of the parliament's seats, giving it a landslide victory over the government and the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. Myanmar's military and the largest parties in the parliament will nominate candidates for president in February. U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting Jihadi John, the notorious British-educated Islamic State militant who appeared in videos depicting the murder of Western hostages. Western intelligence agencies identify the man as Mohammed Emwazi, likely killed in the late Thursday drone strike on the Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, have beaten back Islamic State fighters and recaptured some territory around Sinjar, close to the Syrian border. Edward Uranian has details.
Iraqi government helicopters pounded Islamic State positions around Sinjar as warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition attacked Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters who are leading the ground assault cut the main highway linking Mosul in Iraq to Raqqa, the center of Islamic State operations in Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Liberia has welcomed the lifting of U.S. sanctions that were imposed on the country back in 2004 by then-U.S. President George W. Bush. President Obama says Liberia has made advances to promote democracy. This is VOA News.